Get a toll-free number for your business. Sound like a Fortune 500 company. No long-term contracts. Try it for free for 30 days at freedom800.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To show the sick amount of influence that the kleptocratic dictatorship of Saudi Arabia, the royal family, has over this country, it was a big controversy that the First Lady Michelle Obama didn't cover her face when she met with the royal family that Obama constantly bows down to. Is that not truly sickening, ladies and gentlemen? That's the type of stories coming up today. We also have the federal government coming out and warning of the Internet of Things and calling for safeguards for the, quote, smart grid that has been engineered at a global level for at least 30 years on record to track and control and tax everything we do. The Internet of Things and the smart grid is the carbon tax micromanagement kill grid. In fact, I'm going to get to that, but I forgot the story from yesterday that came out at the end of the show. You guys reprint me Watson's article, and I'm going to have it reposted at the front of Infowars.com because it broke at about 1:30 and got no attention. I think that's the worst time to break a story is around that time, and we just break them as they come out. Announced by the British government, they're going to take control of your car, basically remote control it, tax it, track it, reduce the power you have, just like they've announced smart meters are already, you know, controlling your thermostat and gouging you. This is all being announced, just like the new smart light bulbs are going to interface with your television and other appliances, and it began 2 weeks ago. Suddenly people are noticing that it's taking place. The news is like, isn't it fun? And the company's just getting data. Why the television, the new smart TV, interfaces with your light bulbs and sends info back to the company. I'm going to say that again. The televisions, without asking, is interfacing with the light bulbs. You think all this just happened by accident? That's more ridiculous than the purest evolutionist that believe that, you know, cells form by their own. That's like saying a fine wristwatch form in the middle of the desert with sand blowing together for enough time. That's the old cliched answer. I don't believe in what the mainline preachers extrapolate out of the Bible either. So I don't believe in what they're saying and their interpretation, and I don't believe the other religionists with their, you know, I came from a chimpanzee, when all the top genetic engineers say that's clearly not what's going on. There's giant leaps in development. We're talking just suddenly whole new species, okay? We were engineered, and you can debate all day long who did the engineering. Most elite scientists, and I've read New York Times articles, London Guardian articles here on air, who were atheists are now not atheists. They believe in seeding from space. And my piece that's got millions of views on YouTube from the Nightly News years ago, Secrets of Prometheus Revealed, gets into that. And so when you see a movie like Prometheus, this is a Noah Bible story from the Illuminati. This is what they really believe happened. Panspermia, meaning all, meaning seed, is the hypothesis that life exists throughout the universe, distributed by microasteroids, comets, planetoids, and also spacecraft in the form of unintended contamination by microorganisms. No, it's not unintended. So, I'm not going there. I'm a Christian. That's where I stand. But if you sit there and you just think that all this just appeared out of nowhere, you really are stupid. I mean, something's wrong with you. And that's what the evolutionists say. They say amino acids in hot water created cells. The most primitive cell is thousands of times, conservatively, more complex than a fine Swiss wristwatch. A fine Swiss wristwatch, a timepiece. All right, look, we've got huge news off the chart coming up. It was Buckley Hammond that discovered this. Paul Watson's done a report on it. And I was sitting here. I'll tell you when we get back.
It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Drop the hammer.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
That's right, and knowing is half the battle. It is the 28th day already of January 2015. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have John Draper joining us, the first and probably greatest hacker of all time, known as Captain Crunch. He rarely does interviews. He is a listener of the broadcast, as a lot of eccentric people are. And we're going to be honored to have him to talk about everything from the Sony hack to the NSA to all of these reporters and people being persecuted and put in prison for reporting on WikiLeaks. He was somebody thrown in prison for exposing what was happening in the Nixon administration. You know, somebody able to hack into the telephones directly into the White House, just using common sense, but also he could train himself to whistle the tones, which the CIA and FBI did not even believe he could do. And then, of course, he was put in a government facility for years, basically working for him during his prison sentence. doing all sorts of clandestine operations. So he's going to be joining us, the one, the only, Captain Crunch, here on the transmission. You know, it's kind of like I had Al Jorgensen of Ministry, you know, who is a top, you could say top 15 rock star. I wouldn't say even top 10, maybe top 10. And sometimes he's been one of the top guys in the country. I like the lyrics of the music. I think he's said a lot of really interesting things over the years. Obviously, at this point, he's kind of like the crazy uncle in the attic, but aren't we all? And sure, he gets up on air and acts wild and crazy because he is wild and crazy. And a minority of people said, man, what are you doing having somebody like this on your show? Well, I like real people and eccentrics. It doesn't mean that I endorse everything they believe or stand for, but I don't like these fake executives in Congress and these fake executives in the British Parliament who are all uptight on the surface and who are molesting little boys and girls at night. I'm sick of the most corrupt people on their high horse, and to steal a line from Apocalypse Now, Colonel Kurtz is explaining why he's so sick of the system. He goes, you know, we kill hundreds of thousands of people, and we drop fiery napalm death on villages, but then they court-martial our airmen for putting cuss words on the sides of their airplanes. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. People freak out about the cuss words on the side of an airplane, but they don't care if the veterans, we now know for a year, this is already going on, we told you here over and over again, I'm not bragging, we just know the paradigm. We know what we're talking about. We got the enemy's M.O. We got them dead, got their number. That they were putting troops on death lists to not give them care. They got plenty of money, they got plenty of services, they want to set the precedent to kill people and raise taxes. All these idiot socialists think, you know, well, we're killing people to save money. We're collecting. No, you're not. You're not even a collectivist honeybee model. Or when a bee's lived out its usefulness, it's programmed to stop eating and just to go die. That's not even what's going on here. That's bad enough. We're not honeybees. We're not collectivist hive insects. But people don't get upset about that. Let me tell you, folks ask how I know the things I know and how so many times I can just call something instantly by just looking at it. It's because I just know who the players are. I know what their plays are. I know what their operations are. And they don't really change their tricks. They just do different permutations of the same tricks. And a lot of globalists are on records, you know, saying, why do you do the same operations over and over again? Because they work. There's an old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And we are beating them at many levels in the info war, so they've been changing up and doing some tricks on that front. There's a lot of new stuff going on, but when it comes to screw jobs, they run a couple dozen different tricks. And if the public ever learned those tricks, and ever learn the agenda of creating crisis, destabilization, and then the establishment posing as the saviors to gain more power and control, and then to start the next crisis, always consolidating power, always waging war against independence. If people understood that, their power would be greatly diminished and probably broken. Now, we've got a lot of news coming up, and a lot of key intel. But before I get into any of that, I want to cover our top story. And I don't usually do this, but today I'm going to walk you through my thought processes as I saw this story develop. Davos economists, elite are afraid of Ferguson-style riots. Wealth inequity threatens to spur civil unrest. Now, I saw this story this morning. And then when I read that it was Robert Johnson at Davos, the official economist of Davos, which is basically Bilderberg Public, I instantly knew that their answer would be 90 to 100 trillion. Al Gore says 90 trillion. The other Davos says 100 trillion. You can pull those headlines up going back 5 years ago. They just keep saying the same thing every year. to, quote, help the poor. Oh, poor, you're in pain? Give the IMF and World Bank 90 to 100 trillion. Give George Soros 5 trillion to fix Ukraine when they spent 5 billion U.S. taxpayer money to overthrow it. See, they break it, then they want more money to fix it. Soros a month ago said, give me 5 billion and we'll have a Marshall Plan. In fact, pull up the exact number. I think it was even more than that. That was just, they spent $5 billion to overthrow it. The State Department admitted that. And then he wanted, Soros says give money to fix Ukraine. Look that up. I think it's London Telegraph, BBC. But what I'm getting at here is I see that headline, and I instantly know what they're going to call for next. Because it's just, they do the same thing over and over again. This is not hard to figure out. Then I come into the studio, and we're queuing up the video clip of The Economist, and Buckley walks in and says, did you see the article last Friday out of the London Guardian where they're talking about the elite are all running to the hills and buying secret airstrips and command bases in the middle of nowhere around the world? And I said, yeah, I did see that article. And he said, yeah, that might tie into this. And he came and handed me the article, and lo and behold, it's Robert Johnson, the same economist. And then I went, where have I heard that name before? So I started reading the article, and he is one of George Soros' top people and was the managing director at the Soros Group. I'm reading from the London Guardian. So you've got George Soros that is funding the Ferguson riots on record, funding the Ukraine overthrow, and is on record bragging that he was behind that. Just type in, Soros brags he was behind Ukraine overthrow, CNN, Fareed Zakaria, the whole date. Soros admits responsibility for coup and mass murder in Ukraine. Color Revolution collaboration began soon after, endangered fall of Soviet Union. And, guys, I wanted this yesterday. You may have pulled it up. It's the U.S. ambassador admits that U.S. funded $5 billion to overthrow Ukraine. You can pull. I want to play that clip. It's not enough for me to just say that. Let's find that clip and play it. Thank you. I don't want to just say it. We have new listeners. I want them to hear it. So they're trying to start civil war here. They're trying to start it over there. And then Buckley walks in and says, hey, this article ties into it. And lo and behold, it's the same guy, but acting like jeepers creepers. We don't like wealth inequity. We want to redistribute. Give us 90 to 100 trillion over the next decade in carbon taxes and things. And then who makes the money? George Soros is in carbon taxes, Al Gore, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. The Rothschilds run the biggest exchange in London. Al Gore has his own called Gore and Blood. Not Blood and Gore, Gore and Blood. I'm not joking. His partner's Lord Blood. I thought that was Count Dracula, but you can't make up these puns. So all of this is going on. It's just a giant screw job. And I know you know that, but here he is warning everyone, oh, the elite are very afraid of Ferguson. They're running for the hills. They're hiding. The truth is they want to bring in this engineered collapse, buy everything up for pennies on the dollar during the crisis, act like the guys that want to distribute the wealth to fix the problem after the riots, when it'll just be a bigger level of swindling. I mean, if George Soros helped round up hundreds of Jewish families and rob all their money and brags about it on 60 Minutes and says he's not ashamed of it because, quote, he survived, what do you think he'll do to your family? Oh, but the average person sees all over the news, The Economist, oh, we've got to redistribute wealth right now to the poor people. But they don't even redistribute it to the poor, because at least they'd spend it on restaurants and cars and, you know, renting things or buying houses. That would cause inflation and laziness, but it's better than giving it to George Soros and the elite. So we're going to go to break and come back with this economist. This is such a clear example, because I immediately was saying to Buckley, I bet George Soros is involved in this. You know, it's out of Davos. I'm going to talk about on air how Soros is behind the riots in Ukraine and here, and how now they've got their Davos henchmen out there acting like they're trying to stop it when they're behind it. And it turns out it's the former head of the Soros Group saying it. And people ask, well, how do you just know it's Soros? I said months before it was Soros, because I went and looked at the groups that were sponsoring the kill the cop statements and handing out the signs, and it was Soros-backed groups. And let me tell you what liars they are. I've had Media Matters, director of media, call me before, wanting to do a, quote, journalist interview about a hit piece. And I said, you got $3 million from George Soros. He goes, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. And I pulled up the federal filings while I was on the phone with him. It's just incredible.
What's the best way to keep a secret from somebody? Well, you give them something that they want so bad that they don't care what you're hiding.
The year is 2007, and 20% of the state of California is employed in real estate.
We live in a capitalistic nation of kings and prey upon the greed of the selfish pawns.
Based on a true story.
We created the American dream, where everybody could qualify for one of these loans.
Americons. In select theaters, January 23rd.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Attention Alex Jones listeners, when you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
There's a woman in the night who's got a baby in it. Now, I've already spent some time getting into the fact that here's George Soros, the spokesman, in the media saying we're going to have riots. It's horrible. You better give $100 trillion. Al Gore only wants $90 trillion.
I'm not joking. Al Gore called this week at Davos for 90, I'll say that again, $90 trillion for global government over the next few years. Previously, it was $100 trillion, and that's what Soros wants. Or there's going to be riots all over the world. And then who was behind the Arab Spring and bragged about it? George Soros. Who was behind global derivatives manipulations driving up food prices? George Soros. Who was behind the Ferguson rioting and stirring it up and spending $33 million to get that going? On record, major investigation by the Washington Times, Soros Group admits it, George Soros. Who was behind overthrowing Ukraine? In his own words, George Soros. Who was behind Bill Clinton to a great extent? George Soros. Who was behind Barack Obama? George Soros. I mean, he's just an active demon in all this, a top general, a star player in Satan's army, a Rothschild agent, totally wicked. And who's one of the top funders to get your guns? You guessed it, George Soros. George Soros. And now his chief economist and the former head of the Soros Group, isn't that just special? Robert Johnson, who, quote, heads the Institute of New Economic Thinking and was previously managing director at Soros, said societies can tolerate income inequity if the income floor is high enough, but with an existing system encouraging chief executives to take decisions solely on profitability, even in the richest countries, inequity is increasing. Inequity is increasing because they're destroying the middle class under Obama on record. Here's another headline breaking that down I've got here in my stack that we're going to be going over. The middle class has gone down the greatest extent since the end of World War II when it began to grow under Obama. Obama was instrumental in killing it. And who is he? A Soros man. So here's Robert Johnson warning everyone that the elite are so scared here at Davos of the poor people. So give us $100 trillion and we'll give it to you. Kind of like they said 5 years ago at the Copenhagen World Carbon Tax Summit. Oh, we won't let you see the treaty, but it's going to give money to poor people. The treaty got leaked, and they said, yeah, that's the treaty. We're going to arrest who leaked it because you're not supposed to know what we're voting on because we're so free and open. And it basically doubled taxes on poor people worldwide through the carbon tax. I mean, you'll never know why gas and electricity and food so much. Just like Obamacare only raised 7 taxes that you can see on people at the poverty line or below, but a whole bunch of other ones, like Obama's free community college that'll be paid for basically with a bunch of taxes, that'll be passed on to you even though you don't see it on the paycheck. You don't see a line there saying it, but it's because they love you. So let's go ahead and go to that clip. Here is the Soros minion, his head ringwraith, the witch king, telling us how much he loves us.
There is an urgency, I believe, because of social instability all over the world rising to address inequality. This is a powerful group of people. At some level, are they going to recognize it? I think the answer is yes. A lot of very wealthy and powerful people are quite afraid right now. They see us on an unstable trajectory. They don't see our political institutions being what you might call representative, responsive, and pulling things together. Powerful people can escape the clutches of the government, meaning their company or they themselves don't have to bear the burden. They don't have to pay more taxes or whatever. But as the system doesn't have proper resources, as it doesn't represent people, things are getting more and more dangerous, as the Ferguson, Missouri brings to bear.
Which you spent $33 million, or your boss did, to destabilize and fan the flames as a beta test of the future for the big one. I mean, we have you red-handed. And you're not even trying to create jobs and industry and a stable currency that can create 10-plus percent growth numbers and make us fabulously rich. You are squatting and perching, and your whole Agenda 21, UN, Cloward and Piven strategy is to bankrupt the system, to bring in a total hell, which the elite will then sit offshore and exempt themselves from in the next consolidation phase. And then after 10 years of consolidation, they'll come back owning everything with a socially engineered population ready to submit. Now, you didn't just hear me state their master battle plan today. You've been hearing it for at least 15 of my 20 years. I didn't fully understand this the first 5 years on air. When we come back, they're now rolling it out in all the big newspapers, from the New York Times, the Financial Times, to the Guardian, because they're getting ready to do a worldwide Arab Spring, but this time a socialist spring that Al Gore called for 2 years ago. We're going to break down the elite moving to their bunkers as we speak. They could be getting ready to detonate nuclear weapons.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're live. Also rebroadcast on stations across the country. Yes, we cover a lot of epic issues here on the air. It's because reality is epic. Reality is over the top. Reality, as it's been said many times, is stranger than fiction. So, you've got the chief minion of George Soros, Robert Johnson. And before that name even clicked, I went, well, this is all just Davos propaganda. They're all in unison. The CEOs pre-line up their presentations. It's always, give us hundreds of trillions of dollars, back up our derivatives, thousands of trillions. I'm not joking. It's 2 quadrillion worldwide. That's 2,000 trillion and growing. just 5 years ago. It was 1.6 quadril. And it's the same message, because then that money goes through the UN, through the IMF, through the World Bank, through all these other globalist subsidiaries, and is given in contracts to them to develop the countries they want. And that's why they like to move everything to India or Mexico or China, because those are corrupt countries that will 100% do whatever they say. And then none of the money gets to the people. So these are the most cutthroat, nasty, merciless, anti-human BS artists the world have ever seen. But they sit up there in that nice CEO talk in an NPR voice going, oh, the elite are very scared right now of Ferguson and other things. And all over the world, there's an inequity as their globalist system takes over. Warren Buffett. I got hundreds of billions I control, and I'm worth $50 billion. I gave $50 billion or more over the years to charity and a tax-exempt foundation that runs companies that are exempt, and then he gets the money back. I mean, do you understand that, folks? He gets up on ABC this week, and, you know, we just need to raise taxes on rich people because I don't hardly pay any. And then the rich people are $125,000 a year, according to him. And then turns out he's exempt. And what he wants is the middle class's money. He was the biggest receiver of the banker bailout. That's McClatchy Newspaper, not Alex Jones, or McClatchy News Service. Warren Buffett, biggest recipient of bailout. And of course he's lobbying for higher taxes and going, poor people deserve something free. Just like they deserve free Obamacare. And they deserve to be safe. Now, he gives money to anti-gun groups, but nobody attacks him. Just like Bill Gates is one of the biggest funders of anti-gun garbage. It's like, oh, well, he's Bill Gates. He's nonpartisan. He's the most flaming eugenics, hardcore commie you could imagine. You're like, what do you mean he's a billionaire? Well, the richest man in the world. Well, that's who always funds communism, because they set offshore, take your money, they're exempt, and you work in a FEMA camp. I mean, you hadn't figured that out yet? These are super alpha males that are ready to crush you and your family if they can. They're working as hard as they can to dumb you down and take your kids away socially and culturally and break women off from men, and they're doing a great, devastating job. And he's working around the clock, both Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, to make inoculation the law. Like it is in India, when those women get those shots, a lot of times they roll out and die. Other times they just are paralyzed for life, or they have all sorts of horrible neurological disorders. And boy, that's a hot shot they got for you. Over here, the soft kill's not quite as noticeable, but they're turning the heat up, studying, seeing if we squirm, seeing how to handle it, getting everybody used to the neurological disorders and cancer off the chart, and people getting their shots and going paralyzed the next day, and just processing it all, seeing if the doctors and nurses notice. The media doesn't really cover it, so everything's just quietly, the ambient temperature is being turned up by these loving people. Meanwhile, the very same Soros chief, his field marshal, former hedge fund director Robert Johnson, that's why they all started getting out of it a few years ago, so they could then criticize it all while they're not really out of it, revealed that worried hedge fund managers were already planning their escapes. I know hedge fund managers all over the world who are buying airstrips and farms in places like New Zealand because they think they need a getaway. How many times have you heard this from me? Remember about 6 years ago I told you that I ran into a billionaire who's very well known. I'll just leave it at that. And they said, are you ready to be one of the top media people in the world? And I said, well, why is that? And they said, because what you're saying is absolutely true. And it's all going to happen in worse than you know. And they said in 5 or 6 years, the United States as we know it will not exist. Remember that statement? Well, we're now 5, 6 years later. And I'm not saying it's all about to happen right now, but this is. But see, now they're suddenly announcing it. It's not Alex Jones telling you he ran into a billionaire in an office complex at a law office a few years ago. It's in the London Guardian, it's in the Financial Times, it's in the New York Times, it's in the Wall Street Journal, it's in a bunch of other newspapers this week, that the elite are running to the hills. And they're saying, oh, and what's coming is going to be terrible. Jeepers, creepers, we didn't know it was coming. You better fund world government with $100 trillion to redistribute wealth so they can pose as a savior as the good billionaires. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, George Soros, the good demons. Isn't that just cupcake sweet? As inequity soars, the nervous super-rich are already planning their escapes. Hedge fund managers are preparing getaways by buying airstrips and farms. And yeah, they're buying islands, building bunkers, hiring permanent mercenaries that live with them, trying to buy off local constabulary. Former hedge fund partner tells Davos during session of inequity. Oh, they're having a whole session on inequity. They, the ones that engineered it all, the ones that wanted to lift the ladder up so there'd be no free market, the ones that wanted to take the world over, bankrupt it, pose as saviors, and come back in with a worldwide Marshall Plan to fix the global depression, just like George Soros had a Marshall Plan for Greece 4 years ago. And he's got a Marshall Plan last year and this year. If they'll just give him billions of dollars, he'll fix everything, and he'll bring the money in. Did you guys ever find that George Soros wants Marshall Plan for Ukraine? So we do have Ambassador. Yeah, you're on air right now, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great, great.
Victoria Newland.
Used to, they wouldn't be on air when they were talking to people. I was talking to myself. That's good. Yeah, do we have that clip?
Yes, sir.
Okay, while you're doing that, just search Soros wants Marshall Plan for Ukraine. I mean, if we can't find that, I don't know what's going on. You guys are doing a great job, but I remember that exact headline, so it should be there. Let's go ahead and play her admitting they got $5 billion to overthrow Ukraine, and then again, Soros said the same thing on CNN. Here it is.
Since Ukraine's independence in 1991, the United States has supported Ukrainians as they build democratic skills and institutions, as they promote civic participation and good governance, all of which are preconditions for Ukraine to achieve its European aspirations. We've invested over $5 billion to assist Ukraine in these and other goals that will ensure a secure and prosperous and democratic Ukraine.
Okay, I've never seen that clip. That's another one. There's another one where she specifically says in the last 4 years, we've spent $5 billion. But there you go. And again, we can pull up the clip of him on CNN admitting that he was instrumental behind Ukraine. Starting it, remember the police being firebombed, buildings being burned down, our media saying they're freedom fighters, just like the Muslim Brotherhood were freedom fighters, taking over in Egypt and blowing up churches and crucifying Christians and murdering everybody. And CIA, Anderson Cooper, says something with a straight face is a great thing. The reason I get into this for 40-something minutes instead of all the other news, and I'm about to get into that, is that if you understand this, you understand everything. There is a global destabilization program, and when they destabilize Ireland or destabilize Greece or destabilize Ukraine or destabilize Mexico, in fact, they shipped hundreds of thousands of guns in, started a drug war down there. We told you 10 years ago a giant drug war was about to begin in Mexico that was meant to break the country down and being run by the West, that Los Zetas was being trained outside the King Ranch in South Texas. A DEA agent told us this and was set up and arrested about a month after. Celica Steel. In fact, that was in the news. Marshall Plan for Mexico. $10 billion proposed to stabilize. And then again, that $10 billion is then pumped through directly to the key players who basically just take the money. They create the crisis, loot the country, then have a bailout, which they then keep. I know I keep just repeating different examples of this. There it is. Mexico, a country in crisis, needs a fix the size of the Marshall Plan. See? Boom. What is that, Daily Beast?
Yes, sir.
So it's the same story over and over again. See, they found that one. It's always the same. Marshall Plan, Marshall Plan, Marshall Plan. That's after they funded Hitler, turned him loose. He didn't work for the West. He was put in power by British intelligence and the U.S. government on record. Time Magazine, Time of the Year twice. My grandfather used to hear him on Dallas radio. They would translate his speeches and say what a hero he was. And then they turned on him once he started invading countries. He'd made a deal, had a secret treaty that's been declassified. That's why they kept Albert Speer and others locked up so long to cover it up. And that's why they never let the deputy Fuhrer, Rudolf Hess, out of the tower. Was because he parachuted in with the treaty and was going to make a big deal out of it. that we had a treaty to secretly launch a war, take over all these countries. That's why at Dunkirk, they didn't bomb the British Expeditionary Force when it was stuck on the beach for 5 days, even though Heinrich Himmler, that was Hermann Göring, the head of the Luftwaffe, could have taken them all out. Because they had a deal, folks. It was all a staged event. Just like they had a deal with the French for the French military to stand down and then to give the Vichy fascist control, which they did. The French collaborators just got the car keys to France. They stood down. The Blitzkrieg didn't do anything. It just rolled over the Maginot Line. Almost every general stood down. The French were betrayed. People make these jokes that the French don't fight and can't fight. The French lost millions of people in World War I. The French were the most warlike country in Europe for hundreds of years, dominating everything. Napoleon ran around killing millions. The point is they just stood down, just like the Iraqis, not once but twice, because they'd been working for the CIA previously and were allies, had been paid off. In some cases, $50 million, this has now been declassified as well, per general to stand down. So then they had a Marshall Plan for private interest with the Bilderberg Group to come in and take over all of Europe. And they did it. So that's how you get the infrastructure of a country. You trick it into a war, then you have the country lose the war, you take it over. Or you just infiltrate, cause riots, have a political party you fund to destabilize, bring things down. You then double-cross them, bring in your new party that supposedly is going to fix everything. This is why we don't just want mindless revolutions in this country, because most of the time they're hijacked or already controlled. We want a restoration to transparency and a constitutional republic. But yes, the elites are preparing and digging in for a long global depression, which they will then emerge from as the saviors with a global socialist, communist, carbon tax, redistribution, worldwide Marshall Plan, which Davos is calling for, of wealth redistribution and free health care. That means you pay more of what you earn into private corporations to run government-controlled health care that gives you death panels. Oh, you'll get free health care. You just won't get the surgery ever. Maybe 1% will get surgeries, and they'll be on the news thanking the government for their surgery and saying how great the National Health Service is. This is a plan. You want to be slaves, folks? This is it. And George Soros was willing at 15, 16, 17 years old to know how the Jews were hiding, to be able to infiltrate the Jews, to be able to find out where they were at, and to be able to then rob them of their family's wealth. He'd promise them safe passage out. He'd set them up, take their money, and laugh at them. And he's going to laugh at you and your family. Because he's liberal. He loves you and your family. You know how dangerous it is to get up here and actually attack him? I don't care. Just expect them to pull some stuff, and I'm ready for it. Because somebody's got to stand up against these sacks of you-know-what. And maybe we are done. Maybe we should be conquered by some 87-year-old bag of pus, some pus flap. Maybe that is who we are. Maybe that's who we want to be. Maybe we should just, you know, hey, Alex, what's your problem? Why do you like the cops abusing us? I'm against the police state. I fought the police state. I tried to reform the police before the globalists took them over. Now they got them ready for civil war. And the cops are having that moment of thought going, man, this stuff's really happening. Alex Jones was right. Other people were right. Ron Paul was right. Do we want to have a civil war just because George Soros says so? We need to have that debate right now. We know the enemy program. We know the entire enemy operation. Do we just have to sit here and watch them win while they're digging in Luxembourg and Grand Cayman? While they're digging in Monte Carlo? While they're digging in most of the elite, as I said, I got really criticized for this in mainstream media whenever a bunch of big directors, the guy that made Aliens and made the Titanic, what's his name? He made
James Cameron.
James Cameron, thank you. He ran to New Zealand. I mean, I know a bunch of Hollywood people. As everyone knows, for whatever reason, a lot of them listen to the show because they're just sick of left-right garbage. I know people that know James Cameron. I'm just going to leave it at that. James Cameron was given the word to leave the United States. I said that 4 years ago. before he left the United States. And they're mainly going to New Zealand, which is obviously showing the globalists are going to leave that alone. I tell you, every gut-level, fleshly, worldly, evil instinct I've got is take my family and get to New Zealand. Take my family and get to New Zealand. Take my family and get to New Zealand. But you know what? I'm going to put my kids on the table. I'm going to put them. I'm going to put everything on the roulette wheel. I'm going to bet everything I got on black to steal something from an excellent movie, The Gambler, a remake with Mark Wahlberg. And I, you know what? I'm not a gambler, but I don't have a choice. I'm just putting it all on America, just like my ancestors did, coming over in those leaky boats and all the rest of it, just like they did fighting Santa Ana and a bunch of them dying. I'm putting everything on black. Boom, baby. Which means truth and justice and prosperity and freedom, not in the red blood of revolution and world government. I believe we can beat these people, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm putting everything I got against this. My name, my life, my treasure, my children, my soul, my will, my commitment, everything. My will, most importantly, my spirit. That's what your will is. My spirit. I place my spirit, animated by God's light, directly in the way of the enemy. And if I'm run over or destroyed, that's God's plan. I don't blame God. I thank God. If God just took me and just threw me right up against the New World Order and broke every bone in my body, I thank God forever. That is a blessing. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We've got a lot of news coming up.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We'll be right back.
Jones here back live. How could you not get excited with a bunch of crooks setting up world government that make their money out of getting government contracts and banker bailouts and have created 2,000 plus trillion of garbage, derivatives, counterfeit, and have signed us onto it? And the former head of the Federal Reserve goes on Lair NewsHour and says, we're above the law, Congress cannot affect us, and we run America. I mean, I can play that clip. By the way, they found the CNN headline where George Soros says we need a Marshall Plan. There it is, Soros. Ukraine needs U.S. Marshall Plan. Or Soros, Ukraine needs EU Marshall Plan. Thank you. I was going from memory. There it is on screen. So my point is, they wreck it, then they bring in their takeover plan as the solution. And can George Soros start a civil war in America? They threw everything they could, the Democrats and MSNBC, behind stirring up race riots in this country. They effectively got misguided, mindless, hateful criminals to target white people. Just like if you hyped up, you know, kill black people, you might get some horrible, misguided white people to go out and do it. And it's still going on, but they didn't get the mass resistance they wanted. Only, you know, cops are getting shot at everywhere, and a few have been killed here and there, but it hasn't started the big civil war like they got in Egypt, or like they got in Ukraine, or like they got in other areas. And it's because we still have a lot of wealth in this country. They're trying to suck it all out as fast as they can, a la Cloward and Piven, which is one of their admitted plans to bankrupt the society so there's riots nationwide so they have a pretext to take over. And by the way, I don't just know this historically watching the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution. In the 111-point plan leaked when the Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz quit the World Bank as their chief economist, not saying he leaked it, he's been on the show. It was just, it came out right when he left. It was given to Greg Palast. Like, we've got to get Greg Palast on about this soon. And Greg Palast came on and released the documents. And in the plan was how to create social unrest, to cause riots, a war with the police that will further devalue the currency and the country so the globalists can come in with a Marshall Plan to take over. Same deal. That's what they're trying to get ready while they build their armored redoubts to have a global depression they weather and at the other end of emerge with a planetary government as the answer to counter all of it. Now, we're not funded like George Soros with your taxpayer money. They swindle. Or MSNBC that gets taxpayer money through stimulus funds. We're funded by you. And we have the highest quality products, whether it's nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com, life-changing, Nation Iodine, Super Male, Super Female Vitality, Ancient Defense still discounted, high-quality oil of oregano in the caplets, the purest, strongest form for the Mediterranean, the top recommended type. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase funds the very tip of the spear. So if you're angry like I am and you want to take action, one of the most effective things you can do is support us by buying these high-quality products that will blow your socks off. You've heard the rave reviews from listeners. These really are the highest quality, whether it's the oxy powder to flush out your guts or the lung cleanse or high-quality colloidal silver bullet, DNA Force, InfoWarsLife.com. Also, it ends in just a couple days. It ends when the month ends. You can get free shipping and 10% off. The 10% off will continue, but free shipping added to it on all the water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com. You can still get half off on PrisonPlanet.tv memberships to share with friends and family. PrisonPlanet.tv. And these are just different ways to get the word out. It's a win-win. Get high-quality products, pro-gun t-shirts, ball caps, you name it, and fund the InfoWar and not just roll over and die and give up. Stay with us. Second hour. Captain Crunch. Coming up, Top Hacker,
visit
your calls and more.
Today.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.